Good morning, everyone. Let's, Bezes Hashem, Bli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Kufnun Gimel. We're poised to finish the 23rd parak and to start the 24th and final parak of Masechet Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishmei de Rav, top line of Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph. May a spedel shel adam nikar im ben ha'olam habahu. From the way they talk about a person at his hesped, we will know whether he's a person headed for olam haba im lav. Because if he was a tzaddik, everyone's going to be crying about him at his hesped and speaking about how great he was. Ask the Gemara, Indy, is this really so? V'ha'am l'rav l'rav shum b'shelas. Achim behespeda dahasim kayimna. Make sure you give me a hot hesped. Make sure you try to be ma'orer to wake up people to cry with your hesped at my funeral. Dahasim kayimna. Because my neshama will be there and my neshama will listen to the words of hesped that you give. So the Gemara is asking, why did he have to tell him to give a hot hesped? If by itself, even without this, we just said before that you could tell the type of person he is from a hesped. So it sounds like even he shouldn't have had to tell him to give a hot hesped if he was a tzaddik. So everyone's going to cry about him anyway. And it's the Gemara Lokasha. Ha d'mecham leva achim. No, a tzaddik is someone that when you hear a good hesped, then everybody will cry. But if you're not a tzaddik, even if they give a hot hesped about you, they give a moving hesped, nevertheless, you're not going to cry. Now, this is a very interesting line over here. He said, make sure to give a warm achim behespeda, from the word chom, a hot hesped, dahasim ka'imna, because I will be there. Some of the Acharonim have a different explanation that the Hasam Ka'imna means once I get to the Olam Ha'emes, I can't do any more mitzvahs, I can't grow anymore. So if you give a good hesped about my life and people learn from my life, then I will to continue to grow even after I die. The Hasam Ka'imna means because when I'm over there in the next world, I'm standing still, I can't move forward. But if people learn from my life and they incorporate aspects of my life into theirs, then I'll be able to continue to move forward, even in the Olam HaEmes. Okay. Omar Le Abai Larabba. Abai said, Rabba, Kigon Mar, the son of Le Kulu Pumpidisai. Like you, my Rebbe Rabba, the entire town of Pumbedisa hates you. Why? Man achim hespeda. So, who is going to really give you an appropriate hesped? Because the whole town hates you. Why the whole town hate Rabba? Because he used to tell them when they did things wrong. He used to. We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain why. So Amalei mistaya at v'Rabba barav Chanan. It's enough if you, Abaye, and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, it's going to be enough for me that you give me a hesped. Boyimine Rabbi Elazar me Rav. Ezeu ben olam abba. So Rabbi Elazar asked Rav, who's a person who's going to olam abba? Amale. Ve'oznecha tishmana dover me'acharecha lemar. Ze haderech l'chubo. Kisa aminu v'chisas me'ilu. Someone who's going to Olam Haba, someone who at the Levaya, at the funeral, people are saying, you should really follow the way this guy lived. The way this guy lived, that was the right way to live. Don't go left, don't go right. So such a person who at their Levaya, people are saying, you know, this is the way that, the way this guy lived, that's the way a person should live. That's a guy going to Olam Haba. Rabbi Chanina Amar, kol shadas rabbeinu nochahimenu. Anyone who the rabbis thought his rebbe's thought that he did the right thing. V'savavu b'ashok ha-sofidim. Pasuk in Koheles. B'nei Galila Amrei, the people of the Galil said about this pasuk, Asei devarim lifnei mitascha. Do things so that when the people making a hesped in front of your aron, they will have good stuff to say. B'nei Yehuda Amrei, Asei devarim la'achar mitascha. When they stand and did the hesped, it was behind the mitzvah. But lo pligi, marki asrei, marki asrei. In some customs, they had the custom of giving the hesped in front of the coffin, and in some of them, they had the hesped to give it in back of the coffin. Tanan hasam, Rabbi Lezer Omer Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misasecha. Rabbi Lezer says a person should always do tshuva one day before he dies. Shalom is Rabbi Lezer v'chi adam yodei ezu yom yamos the obvious kasha. What do you mean, do tshuva one day before you die? We don't get told about that. How do you know when it is? Amar Lahad said, "Yeah, you're right." V'kol shekein yashiv hayom shema yomus lamachas. Every day you got to do tshuva because maybe it's your last day. Because maybe you'll die tomorrow. V'nimtza kol yamav b'tshuva. So it'll turn out that your whole life ended with tshuva. Af shlomo amim chachmaso v'chol eisyu begadecha levanim. At all times, your garment should be white, v'shemon arosh chayechzar, and there should be oil on your head. It's your neshama. You should always keep it white, because you never know when it's going back. Amar Yochanan ben Zakkai, mashal lemelech, shezimin es avadav lesuda v'lo kabalem zman. This is a mashal to a king This is a mashal to a king who invited his servants to a meal, and he didn't set a certain time for the meal. Pichen sheben kishtu es atzman v'yoshal pesach beis hamelech. The wise ones among them decorated themselves, got dressed up fancy, and they stood next to the king's entrance to wait for the party. Amru klom chasel beis hamelech. He could call us at any time. Tipshin shemen ochel melachtem, but the fools went to go to work. They didn't prepare for the meal. Amru klom yesh suda b'lo torach. Mistama, the king's going to have to spend a little time, so he's not going to call us right away. And what happens? B'pitom b'kish ha-melech ha-savodav. So right away, the king said, it's time for the meal. Pichin shemen nichnas l'fanach shem kushatim. So the wise one came into the meal ready, dressed to the nines, ready for the suda. But the fools were in the middle of work, so they came in dirty. The king was happy with the wise ones, and he was not happy with the fools. He said, the ones that prepared themselves for the meal, who did tshuva during their lifetimes, they're going to come and eat from the suda. The ones who did not prepare themselves for the feast, the ones who didn't do tshuva, while they're here, they're going to stand and watch the others eat. The tzaddikim are going to sit and enjoy Gan Eden, and the rishonim are going to have to stand by there on the side, and they're not going to be able to participate. Chasanash Rav Meir, Mishum Rav Meir Amar, Rav Meir's son-in-law, said to him, Rav Meir, Afhei nirin kimishamshin. It's as if they were the waiters at the meal. Yeah, it's not a. How can you say they were standing there watching? That's like still too much covered for them. Ella, elu ve'elu yoshvin. No, both the tzaddikim and the rishonim are going to be sitting at the meal. Halalu ochlin v'halalu re'evin. They were eating, and the other ones were starving. Halol shosim, halol tzmeim. Shneimar koma shemine avada yochelu v'atem tiravu. My servants will eat, and you will be starving. Hine avada yishtu v'atem titzmu. Hine avada yaronu mituvle v'atem titzaku mikevle. my servants are going to sing out of simcha, and you will cry out because you'll be in pain. Davar acher, b'chol eis yu b'gadecha levanim, elu tzitzis. This is the pasuk earlier. Your clothing should always be white. That's a reference to tzitzis. Shem anoshchal yechzar, elu tefillin. Person should always be walking around with tzitzis and with tefillin. Hadrin alach shoel. And now we begin the 24th and final parak of Maseches Shabbos. So, we learned in the Mishnah that it's permissible to give a wallet to a non-Jew to bring it to the city. I'm sorry. That's what we're learning. Fine. Says the Mishnah. A person is trying to get home Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't make it home. So he's carrying his wallet, and it becomes Shabbos. What does he do with his wallet? Mi shehichshech baderech, somebody who the sun went down and got dark along the way. No saying kiso lanochri. He gives his wallet to a non-Jew before Shabbos, before it becomes Shabbos, so the non-Jew can carry it for him. If he doesn't have a non-Jew, he can place it on a donkey. The Gemara is going to discuss, really, you're not allowed to do either of these things. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do an Issa Doraisa. For sure, everyone agrees to that. And you're not allowed to also have your donkey do a malacha for you. That's called mechamer. There's two different Yisurim by animals. One of them is leading your donkey while the donkey's carrying. That's called mechamer. Might be Nisa Doraisa. Then there's also something called Shvisas Behema, which means your animal's not allowed to do work. It's two different things. One of them is you leading your animal, and then there's a separate Isser of your animal doing work on its own. Shvisas Behemto. So let's see. Higia l'chatzar achitzona, when you get to the outer courtyard of the city, notel es hakelem aditolim b'shabbos, you're allowed to move those things off the donkey that you're allowed to move. Stuff that's mukta, just untie the ropes that's holding it up of the saddle, and the bags would fall by themselves. So tiltu manatzad is mutter. Says the Gemara, my time is shalder about the mesef kisei lenachri. Why did the rabbis permit you to give your wallet to a non-Jew? But that's a problem of amir la'akum. The non-Jew is like your shliach. The non-Jew is like your shliach. Oh, so you see, there's a very important Rashi over here. Rashi, the Ramaschil Mai. Rashi seems to say that what's the problem with Amir Lakam? Why are you not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? The issue is he becomes your shliach. What do you mean? Don't we have a rule, ein shlichus l'goy? Well, what do you mean he's your shliach? What about ein shliach l'dvar avera? Anyway, so nevertheless, the chachamim forbade telling a guy to send him to do a malacha that's also on Shabbos. So says the Sfas Emes in explaining Rashi. And in Avodah Zarah, Rashi gives another reason why Amir la'akam is aser. Because it's illegal speech. Daber davar. However, here that wouldn't apply because here you told the guy on Erev Shabbos. So says the Stipler. Rush writes, if it's talking after dark, then we understand. Fine. The Ritva explains that no, you didn't give it to the guy that he should do malacha for you. You're hiring him. Yeah. And there's a number of different opinions about why telling a guy to do something on Shabbos is aser. Some say it's dabar davar. Some say it's because of shlichus. Um, So the Gemara asks, so how is this permissible? Answer the Gemara, Kim lu l'rabbanon de'ein adam amin atzma mamono. A person will not, because there's a lot of money at stake, a person's not going to be able to just not carry it. V'ilo sharisle, if you don't permit him to do this issur d'rabbanon of giving it to a guy, asi la'asui arabas v'sarabim. You're going to come to violate an issur d'oraisa. Wow. Unbelievable. So the Mishnah gives you a dispensation. We permit you to violate Issa Darabana to save you because we're afraid if we don't let you to do that, you're going to violate the Issa Daraisa of carrying. Amazing. Now, the Gemara makes a few stipulations about this. Amarava Dafka Kiso. This heter is only by a wallet which has all the money that you worked hard to make. Aval Mitzia Lo. But if you find a lost object, which, you know, just you got lucky. You know, you got lucky. It wasn't really your thing. You got lucky. So then we don't will not apply this heter. This heter will not apply. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Kiso Tanan. The Mishnah says wallet. Isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, Mahu Desema, you might have thought, Hu Adin Afilu Mitzia, that the same halacha would apply to a Mitzia, something you found. It's just the normal way, but really it would apply to a mitzia as well. Kamashmalan, no, it only applies to money that you, your own money, not something new that you found. Below Amran el Delo Asiliyade, it's only if the mitzia was not already in your possession. Aval Asiliyade, but if you had already taken possession of this mitzia before Shabbos, the Kikise Dami, then it has the same status as your wallet. Ikadamre, some say that that's a shaila. Boyer of a mitzia ba liyadama. What's the din of a mitzia that already comes into his hands? Kevendas liyade kikise dami. Once it's already come to your hand, is it considered like your wallet? Odilma kevendel atarachba. Since you didn't work hard to get it, lav kikise dami. Doesn't have the same status as a wallet. Teku. According to this version, the Gemara does not have an answer to that question. Eini monachi. If you don't have a guy, you put it on a donkey. Taima de eini monachi. Hayeshi monachi. Lanachi yoivle. If you have a guy with you, better give it to the guy than put it onto your camel. My time, why is that so? Chamor atamitzuv al shvisaso. You have a commandment to make sure your animal doesn't do work on Shabbos. You're mitzuv on shvisas behema. But nachri, I atamitzuv al shvisaso. But a guy, you're not obligated. So what's this iser of shvisas behema? Torah says, Uvayom Ashvi Tishbos Laman Yanuach Sharcha V'chamarecha. The Yerushalmi has a drasha, and it's quoted earlier by Tosfos. A person is obligated to make sure his animal rests on the Shabbos. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to make sure that your cow that's grazing in the field on Shabbos, your cow doesn't eat the grass. Oh, he's violating an Issur Kotzeh. No. That's not a problem with Shvisas Behema. It means that you have to make sure that the animal does not do any malacha for you. The animal is allowed to do malacha for itself. The animal is not commanded in Tayag Mitzvahs. But the animal can't do malacha for you. So in this case, if the animal would be performing a malacha for you, that would be a violation of Shvisas Behema. Now, even to put it on a behema, it will be only in a case where there will be no Issa Doraisa. Now, even if you place it on the animal, it's not an Issa Doraisa. Nevertheless, since by a Chamor, you could come to an Issa Doraisa, it's better to give it to a non-Jew. Fine. Let's see, the Gemara is going to explain this a little bit more shortly. Okay. But the bottom line is that an animal, there's an issur of shvisas behema. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze. Chamor v'cherishot v'katan. Let's say you have a choice to give it to a donkey or a cherishot v'katan. Which way do you go? Achamor marnachle, better on the donkey. L'cherishot v'katan, lo yoivle. My timer. Hani adam, hai lav adam. Better to go on the donkey than on the human being. Even though by the guy it was better on the guy than on the But by a Jew, it's better on the donkey, even though it's a cheresh of the katan. Cheresh v'shota, let's say you could give it to a cheresh or a shota, is there a preference? L'shota, better to give it to the shota who has no das at all, as opposed to the cheresh, who has a little bit of das. Shota v'katan, l'shota, better to give it to the shota. Because the katan needs to observe this halacha when he gets older, the cheresh, the shota, is not a bar das at all. Yibaylehu, cheresh v'katan, mai. What about if you have a deaf person or katan? Who do you give it to? Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer lo tibaylach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no shaila. The son Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Belezer. Rabbi Yitzchak Ob Mishum Belezer. Trumas cheresh. The truma of a deaf person means the deaf person means he's enu medaber v'enu shomei. Can't hear and he can't speak. Lo teitze l'chulin. So Tanakama says, sorry, Rabbi Eliezer says, the trum of a cheresh is good. B'pnei shehu safek. It's a safek whether or not he has enough das. He has a little bit of das, but he can't understand as much as other people. So it's a safek, is that little bit of das significant enough? Kitibailach alibus al kuntra belezer, for sure, you would give it if you have a choice between the cheresh and the cheresh and the katan. You should vadai give it to the katan because kuntra belezer, the cheresh has more das. At least it's a suffix. Katan has zero das. Cheresh has suffix das. So you'd for sure give it to the katan. Kitibailach alibus de rabbanon. The kasha comes up kuntra rabbanon. This nan. Chamisha lo yitromu, v'im tarmu ein trumas and truma. Five people shouldn't give truma, and if they do give truma, the truma does not work. V'elu hein, chere shota v'katan v'atar mashen shalo, if you give truma for stuff that's not yours, v'nachri shtamash shal Yisrael, afilu b'shuso, ein trumas and truma. So according to Chachamim, it's not truma at all. So according to them, you have the shaila, which is better? Cheresh or a katan? My lecheresh yarev le to katan asil chal das. The katan at least is going to end up having das later. Odimol a katan yarev le to cheresh asil chlufi begadol bikeach. Maybe it's better to give to the katan because if you give it to the cheresh, people are going to confuse him with a regular gadol. Ikad amrei lecheresh yarev le. Ikad amrei the katan yarev le. Two opinions. Ain sham lo nachri v'lo chama v'lo cheresh v'lo shot v'lo katan mai. If you don't have a guy, or a donkey, or a deaf person, or a shota, or a katan, well then what do you do? Am Rabbi Yitzchak ora cheres ha'isav v'lo ratzal cham legalosa. There was another answer of what to do with the wallet, but the rabbis did not want to reveal it. Mai ora cheres ha'isav. What do you mean there was another one? Pachos, pachos me arba amos. You can carry it two amos at a time. Pachos, pachos mi'ar ba'amos. Now that's a question. Is that mutter or is that just pater avalasar? That's a machlokas. Most Rishonim say it's pater avalasar. Rashi explains, midorais is mutter, pachos, pachos mi'ar ba'amos, but the Chachamim forbade you to do this because it's very easy to come to carry. But by a wallet, they were afraid you'd do it. So therefore, they permitted you to give it to a guy or a behemah. But if you don't have a guy or a behemah, you're allowed to carry it less than dalat amos. However, the Rambam writes, even with Rabbanu, there is no issur to be metal to pachas pachas mi'arba amos. It's not clear to people. So this is an issue, whether or not there's this drabbanu or is it heter gamar. I say, how does he read the gemara? No, but over here, since you're baal al mamono, here we're more worried because you're worried about your money, so we're more worried you're going to carry more than four amos. Fine. So, amai lo ratzacham galos. So why the rabbis not want to reveal this, carrying it less than four? Mishum kvod elokim haster davar kvod melachim chakor davar. For the honor of Hashem, they were. What's the honor of Hashem? It's very easy if we permit you to go too. It's very easy you're going to come to carry four. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bo Bayom. On that day, there was a certain day that they went up to the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. They made 18 gzeras. This is one of them. To not carry you out less than four amos when you have a guy. Gadshu saw. They added on an extra saw, an extra protection of the Torah. Rabbi Shomer Bobayom Machakusa. No, he said it was worse to do that. Now, the question is, you're not allowed to carry it if you have a guy. So some said that was a great protection. Rabbi Shua says you made it worse. We have a rule, Kol HaMosif Goreh. By adding on so much strictness, you're going to end up making it actually lighter. Because people are going to come to violate. It would have been better to let them carry less than four amos because they violated less. Tanya Mashal de Rabbi Eliezer Madavadoma Lukuba Mleak Yishun Vidilu in a box filled with pumpkins and gourds. Adam knows in the Socha Chardal, if you put mustard seed in, it strengthens it. Mashal de Rabbi Yeshua Madavadoma La Areva Mleak Dvash. A bowl filled with honey. Notice in the Zohar, Rimona Vagozim, you put pomegranates and nuts in it, Vimikia. It spits out the honey. So that's a question, whether adding something would take away from it, or would it add to it. I apologize, I have to take a 30 second, I just have to wake somebody up in my house. 30 seconds, I'll be back in 30 seconds. Give me 1 second, okay? Yosef, it's 8:05. You asked me to wake you up, okay? It's 7:55. Intercoms are a great thing. Okay. You hear me? Good. Okay. Here we go. Amar Mar. I'm sorry, I did that already. No, I didn't do it yet. Amar Mar. If there's no guy with you, then manicha ala chamor. You can put the wallet on a donkey. Ask the Gemara, how are you allowed to put the thing on a donkey? Valo mechamer. You're violating the issa called mechamer, which is, mechamer means you leading your donkey while your donkey is carrying something for you. Valo mechamer, v'rachman amelo sasakom malacha, ato vincha uv... What does the Torah say? Lo sasa komalacha, ato vincha vitecha, aducha vamaschem uvehem techa. Even your behemoth is not allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to... Now, mechamer is a two-part malacha. You're leading the animal, and the animal's carrying for you. That's the yisur of mechamer. So, why aren't you violating mechamer? Even though we permitted, the Ritva explains the line of the Gemara, we permitted his servant to Rabbanon, like telling a guy, that's an Issa Rabbanon or Tilto Mukta, but this is an Issa Doraisa Mechamer. How can you permit it? Answer the Gemara, Amar Vada Barava Manicholak Shima Aleches. You place the wallet on the animal once the animal had already begun walking, so that's not a new Akira, so it's not a violation of an Issa Doraisa. Wow. So apparently you learn from this, the Isser of Mechamer is only an Isser if the animal does an Akira and a Hanacha like a human being would. Ask the Gemara, V'yefshir delo kaima. It's impossible for the animal not to stop. L'hashtin mayim l'hata glum to go to the bathroom. The ikakir of anocha, and you will have an akir in anocha. It's the Gemara, kishim aleches manicho alea. Ukshiomedes not lohimena. No, when the animal's walking, you put it on there, but when the animal's ready to stop, you're going to take it off. Says the Gemara, what? Ihachi, if that's true, afilu chaveru nabi. You could put it on a human being also. Amar Rav Papa, kol shebegufo chayev chatas, the chaver patar v'lasser. Had you done it yourself, you chayv chatas, if you give it to your friend, it's an issa derabbanan. In this case, for you to do it yourself would be an issa d'oraisa, because you're going to do an akira. So therefore, it's not permitted to do it to your friend. But kol shechaver patar v'laser, but giving it to your friend would be an issa d'rabbanan. So b'chamoro mutar l'chatchila. Since there's no akira, so giving it to your friend would be an issa d'rabbanan. So therefore, doing it with a donkey is mutar l'chatchila. Very interesting. There's a long discussion here, how you read these, a lot of discussion here in the Mefarshim about this rule. Rav Papa says, if you had done it yourself by doing an akira, it's an issa d'oraisa. If you give it to your friend, he's not doing an akira, that's an issa d'rabbanan. But, and having the animal do it becomes mutar l'chatchila. So the Gemara, it's clear that anything that a human being would be patur aval aser, sounds like from the Gemara, if any malacha that for a human being is patur aval aser, by behemah is totally mutter. All isurim drabanan, the rabbis only asered by humans and not by animals. So says the Magen Avraham. Very interesting. The Rashba explains, even by the Isser Mechamer, the rabbis were not gozer Yisurim Durabbanan. Mechamer is an Isser Doraisa. But yet, since it's by an animal, so the rabbis didn't make Durabbanans by animals. And therefore, if the Chamor is not doing an Akira and a Hanacha, so then you're allowed to put it on a Chamor. But the Rambam writes, no. If the wallet is on the animal, you're not allowed to pull the animal. It would be a problem with Mechamer. The Magen Mishnah explains, how does the Rambam read our Gemara? This that our Gemara permits on an animal without Akira Vanacha is only as far as the animal itself. There's no Issa of Shvisas Behemto. But you're not allowed to lead it because you're violating Mechamer. It's as if you're doing it. And therefore, while the wallet is on the animal, even if the animal did not do an akira and hanacha, you are not allowed to lead that animal. However, other achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they hold that isurim drabanan are usur even by animals. Okay, massive discussion about this. Let's continue. Amar Rav Ada bar Rava, hoysa chavilasu menachas la'aksefo. So let's say a person is carrying a burden erev Shabbos. This, now we're not on the wallet. A guy is carrying a burden. Rutz tachtel. You're allowed to run ad shemagila beso. You're allowed to run home. Why? Because if you don't stop, so you did the akira before Shabbos. So now you don't stop. So you're not doing an akira. You're allowed to run home. If you don't stop, you never did an akira. And the first akira was done erev Shabbos. The Rashba writes that this is only if you don't have a Nachmi or a Behemah or a Cherishot of a Katan. They permitted you to keep running. But if you have one of those, you gotta use that. Others write, even if you could carry it less than 2 amas at a time, right, if you could carry it less than 2 amas at a time, it's better to do that. Better to carry it less than 2 at a time. And they only allowed you to run in a way that you would not be able to carry it less than 2 at a time. Let's say there's robbers there, whatever. Others say no. Even if you could do it less than 2 at a time, you're allowed to run. Says the Gemara, Dafka ruts aval kale, but even just to walk, lo, my timer, keva de les layakera, asi lememet akirva anocha. The fact that you're running, it's going to remind you that not to stop, that it's Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Sof Sof Kimata Lebesa Yevshad Lokoi Porta. Aren't you going to have to stop to open the door of your house? So then it's going to be an Akira Vanacha. The Kamayam Mirshasaram Lirshasayachid. Answer the Gemara, Dizarak Lekalachia. When you get home, you just chuck it in a weird way into your backyard. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hamachamer Achar Behemto. Someone, B'Shabbos, someone who leads his animal that's caring for him, B'Shogi Chayv Chatos, B'Shogi Gitz Chatos, Uvimezin Chayv Skila, Tzidisit Doraisa, my time, Amar Rava, Damarko Losasa, Komalocha, Atovin Chavitecha, Abdecha Moskav Gercha, Uvehemtecha. So this is the source of the Isser Doraisa to lead your animal to carry for you. Behemto Dumi Dide, Mahu, Bishogig Chayv Chatas, Mezid Chayv Skila, Af Behemto Nami, Bishogig Chayv Chatas, Mezid Chayv Skila. Rava doesn't like this. Amar Rava, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. I have two kashas against this. Tshuva usually means an answer. But in this context, it means a question, because a tshuva just means a return. Like in tennis, you just return, you volley, you return. So if I make a statement when you return, it's a question. If I give you a question when you return, it's an answer. Tshuva doesn't always mean answer, just means return. Whatever I give you, I make a statement, you might return a question to me. If I give you a question, you're going to return an answer. So Rama Rava, Shtei Tshuvas Vedava. I have two questions. Chada Dichsev. Torah Achas Yilechem Losa Mishkagam Anav Shetaz Biyad Rama. V'nichras Anav Shetaz Biyad Rama. Huksha Kol HaTorah Kula Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah Da'ovid Maiseh Begufei. In order to be chayv chatas, you have to do an action. You can't just cause your animal. La'osa b'shkaga. Hachanami adavin maise begufe. So how could you tell me that if your animal does the action, yichayv chatas va'od, tanana mechalas ha-shabbos, b'dovish ha-chayv al shigos ha-chata v'azdonu skila, mechala tekemidi day, yichayv al shigos ha-chata v'azdonu skila, mai niyu, lav de mechamer. Some things you chayv mezid skila, but b'shogeg you're not chayv echatas. I thought that was mechamer. And it's the Gemara, lo. Tchumin v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that iser, he's only answering the second kasha. Maybe that iser where you chayv echatas, I'm sorry, where you chayv skila, I'm sorry. Where is the case that you're not chayav? Where is an issa daraisa that you're not chayav b'shogeg chatas and mezid skila? That's tchumen. V'alibad Rabbi Akiva, who says that an issa to go out of the tchum is an issa daraisa. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. But even though it's an issa daraisa, that's the case. There's no skila and there's no chatas. V'havara alibad Rabbi Yossi, or lighting a fire. Kondi Rabbi Yossi said havara is lelav yatsas, not lechalik yatsis, right? The Torah says lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem, even though it's the only one of the 39 malachas, the Torah has a separate lav. So some learn, the reason why it's a separate lav, to teach me that there's no kares and no skila. So the Gemara answers the second kasha. But the Gemara never answered the first kasha. What was the first kasha? It says Torah achasichem lo se b'shkaga. Ma avodah zarah da'ovid maiseh begufei hachanami. So because we only answered the second kasha, the Gemara is going to now going to have other answers to explain Rabbi Mechama. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.